I have watched Chewie demolish one with a kind of unsettling amount of focus and energy.
It's like eyes are super dilated. And he's just like,
well,
teeth
they
are
can't,
just like,
they can't bite it, right? Because it's a container and it's a little too, like, if you bite it, you just hit paper. So they just lick it. But watching a dog who's realized that there's peanut butter and ice cream and shit just lick it was like a level of aggression where it's like, dude, are you okay? It's like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, ugh. It's uncomfortable to watch, but it was very, he loved it.
Oh my God.
I love how that was like clap, clap, clap. Clap. Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody.
Hi,
my
Kyle.
Name is Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
That's Joe, and then I'm Kevin.
Yay.
Good. We got there in the end. Today we're going to talk about Kit Kats. Shit.
Cheez-Its.
I mean, Triscuits.
God. Yeah, but snack crackers. Let's just start off this podcast by saying that Cheez-Its are significantly better than Goldfish. And I'll die on that hill.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Cheez-Its are better than Goldfish.
The one, there's one very distinct reason I can give you that they're better. It's that
Explain.
They have salt on them. They have
salt?
Like
okay.
salt
okay.
on yeah. the cracker, and it makes them taste just so much better and so much more savory.
I am willing to accept a narrower statement.
I don't care.
Plain Cheez-Its. Regular plain cheddar, whatever, you know, bog standard Cheez-Its are better than plain regular cheddar Goldfish.
I don't need. Does Goldfish have other flavors?
They have
oh,
a pretzel
yeah.
one.
Yeah, there's
They've
there's
got
a
like
bunch
sweet
of them.
Ones.
They have
They've got
Parmesan.
Graham cracker ones.
They have the ones with the extreme ones with like the extra flavor powder.
Pizza.
Yeah.
They have I guess
pizza
I didn't
ones.
Know
I used
that
to eat
those
the shit
existed.
Out of the pizza ones.
So, yeah. But I will say though that. Standard Goldfish and standard Cheez-Its win.
Yeah.
They have a fight.
I'll accept
that. Cheez-Its win.
I will quickly choose white cheddar Cheez-Its before I choose old regular old Cheez-Its.
If this is going to be the Cheez-It episode, then we're going to have to get into it, guys.
Because, like, I disagree, though, Kevin. I think that when they start putting powder cheese on the Cheez-Its, it's like, I. Okay, so. I've showed you guys the magic before, right? That's what Tyler and I called Cheez-Its and IBC root beer. Like Cheddar Jack nice. Cheez-Its and IBC root beer. Because they do something
never,
magical
never
in your mouth. I don't think you have. I thought I might have showed it to Joe and Kendrick. But
I think not. I've seen
that's,
it, but it sounds like
yeah.
a college thing.
Yeah.
It is definitely a college thing.
Cause
we probably
image...
made you guys try it when we were playing zombies one time.
You know, I think
yeah.
that's accurate. I think that's accurate. I just... Like, revulsion and horror is the first thing that, like, comes to my mind when you say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is, but, like, the sound of the flavor, of the two different flavor profiles and the way that you're combining them immediately brings out feelings of disgust. And I don't understand why, because I have tried it, and it's not terrible. It's not,
well,
I don't
I
generally
just get
like
feelings
Cheez-Its.
Of disgust whenever I'm on this podcast.
I mean, that's fair.
So
like,
it's hard to tell what is happening right now with Joe.
Yeah, it's just it's like my brain was just like, no, that's terrible. It's awful. But I'm also one who does not care for Cheez-Its very much. I'll eat them. I'm not saying I won't eat them if they're there. But
what kind of cracker do you prefer?
I love like Ritz.
Why'd you call them a cracker?
You're a what, Joe?
Fuck.
I feel like we're like out of sync here with Joe.
Maybe, I guess. Well, I don't know. I'm just trying not to talk over anybody. But I like Ritz crackers. That's like my favorite go-to cracker.
Just standard Ritz? Like standard buttery delicious Ritz?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Those. Because you can like, if you ever want to ham them up, like you just throw like a little bit of peanut butter and honey on top of them. Or you go like the ham and cheese
Squeeze
or like
cheese
sausage
and pepperoni.
And cheese. Yeah, man.
Canned cheese. Shh.
Oh, God, and now I'm thinking of canned bread, and that's, like, the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. That
I heard canned brown bread is pretty good, actually.
I just, the way...
It's hard for me to get excited.
The image that I saw was, like... Like, you know where you have, like, canned chicken, and it has, like, the goop? Like, the containment goop surrounding it?
It's the canned whole chicken.
Yeah, like a canned whole chicken.
Oh, I've never seen that in my life. That sounds terrifying.
That's a nightmare. But yeah, it's like it looked like that, only bread, and it's just like wet and on a plate and in like a vague can shape with like the little ripples going across, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah, I'd try it, but it's hard to get excited for it.
I can imagine it being like a not sweet bread pudding, like a mm-hmm. boring bread pudding consistency.
Probably tastes like a really bad beer, a little really bad like stout.
I'm thinking like a beery dumpling kind of vibe, and it could be okay, but like I said, it's hard to get. Like if someone said, "Hey, you want a slice of canned bread?" I'll be like, "Sure,
sure." Is if the you put a
slice
now?
Of canned cranberry in there, like in between, and like make like a little, you know, like. You like slice the canned rary and slice the canned bread and like spush them back together like a massive Oreo. That might be delicious.
And take some canned chicken, put that okay. in there. Like a slice of that in there.
No, fuck
no,
that
no, just
shit.
Cover the whole thing in cheese and canned cheese and you're good.
Have we talked about the massive amount of Oreo flavors on this podcast before?
Oh
like,
my
have we
God.
Gone through the types of Oreo flavors? Like, so have we talked about that? I don't want to get into it again if we have.
But I don't think we have, because I think that CEO video made the rounds recently, and I'm assuming that's what triggered your thinking.
I don't know what that is, but...
oh my God, really? Oh, how serendipitous.
But I never watched it. What's the...
Yeah, so, I feel like 50% of us know what you're talking about.
So just to kind of throw out what... This guy on College Humor does like a series where he acts like he's the CEO doing a pitch for like various products, and this one was for Oreo.
Well, so he's always exasperated and like what was it? It's always stuff like, well, if I'm drawing a blank now, but it's like, oh, if we'll never do that flavor, right? Like, we're not gonna make a pumpkin spice latte flavor, right? And he's like, what?
They like bring the graphic up slowly next to him,
and so like his whole like bit is that like reaction shot to being told like worrying news offside, like, yeah, we did that. He's like, you're fucking
Why?
Kidding me.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's hilarious because it's really well timed. It's very punchy in its writing. It's funny shit.
His name's Brennan something or other. He has really solid. I love
right?
his humor style. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like one of my favorite parts of this, and we should definitely put the video on here because it's fucking, it's worth a watch, but it's just like, they're like, you know, sir, we all like worked really hard. Like somebody came in over the weekend and he's like, why? We're Oreo. We won. What are you doing?
I'll post it in the channel and then I'll post it in the thing. But anyway,
but
Kyle,
yeah, Kyle.
Your unsullied perspective.
So we've just been as a household getting random Oreo flavors for not random. They're the Oreo special flavors, I guess is what I'll call them. So you have your basic Oreo flavors, like you have the golden Oreos and then the regular Oreos, right? And Oreo cookies come in one of two forms generally. They come in a like vanilla cookie with some type of cream in it, or a chocolate cookie with some type of cream in it. I don't know why I'm over-explaining Oreos, but I'm doing it. So
I think you'll find the original one was a chocolate cookie with a plain cream filling, and that they actually stole it from another company called Hydrox.
Yeah, Hydrox, yeah. I used to eat those too.
Double stuffed
those tasted
and thin.
Better to me. Yeah, so double stuffed and thin, those are the variations in sizes, right? But most Oreos come in the normal, like the normal, like all the variation Oreos, sorry, come in the normal size. So you have like, things like that aren't crazy off the wall, like lemon cream, where they have a vanilla cookie and they put like a little bit of lemon in the cream. You have things like double chocolate Oreos, I think, that just have chocolate frosting instead of vanilla frosting. Like
I've
your
seen
basic
that too.
Kind of Oreo variations.
They're targeting like every other sandwich cookie, right? They're taking them down.
And like for a long time, I heard that they had well, they didn't hear this, but they had Oreo Cakesters, which I heard were the best Oreo cookie because it was like two pieces of cake that tasted like Oreo with vanilla frosting in the middle. Which
I believe I had those. They were decadent.
Supposedly is decadent. But they got rid of those, and that's one of the foods that people want to bring back, along with like Dunkaroos and all that shit. So suffice to say, those aren't around anymore because those are the most uncookie kind of Oreo. They're just basically like a snack cake from Little Debbie.
Yes. That well, they were trying to take down Little Debbie, and guess what? They couldn't. You can't
couldn't take
down Little
metal.
Debbie.
and now I'm gonna delve into some of the other flavors that we've experienced in the last month. And I don't know by no means. We had an M&M conversation before, and it was spurred off the brownie M&Ms. But I don't know all the Oreo flavors that have ever been. I only know what stuff I've tried in the last month and a half.
Kyle, I'd be really worried about you if you did know all the Oreo flavors off the top of your head.
Carrot cake. Like,
you need a life. You need to get back to your magic cards.
Banana, Fizzbitch, and gun.
Carrot cake. No, you knocked it on the head. So I think my favorite of the off flavors as in the non-regular Oreo flavors is carrot cake. And they also modify the cookie for the carrot cake Oreo. They have a carrot cake cookie with cream cheese
frosting.
Like
cream cheese filling? Yep.
Yeah.
I think I've had those.
It is.
Interesting. Well, absolutely.
I think I recall banning them from the house.
Yep. No, ooh. I would do that too, because I eat entire sleeves of those when I eat.
You just Kirby an entire sleeve.
Gotcha. So, Kyle, if I remember right, isn't carrot cake like one of your favorite cakes?
Yes, it is. So if you give me carrot cake, I will do one. I will grant you one wish.
Same tease.
Gotcha. Me too.
This is a weird. I'll kill a man for a carrot cake.
But
this is a weird, polarizing episode because I hate. I don't hate it, but as far as cake go, it's like my least favorite cake.
So
I'm not a huge cake fan.
I will say this. I will say this. There's carrot cake, and then there's carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
Bad carrot cake is terrible.
It's like fruitcake. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, if it's dry or has like undercooked chunks of carrot in it, or they didn't use a cream cheese frosting, or they went light on the cream cheese frosting.
Not
or like,
using a cheese
if they
cream
did like an icing, fuck that noise.
That's a lot of
get
avenues for error.
Out of my
too.
House.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's actually
possible
not.
That I've
it's
only
just
ever had.
You get surprised by what people try to do with carrot cake. You're like, you don't need to fix this. It's not. You don't need.
It's
to
already
fix it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
People like, you oh, may have had bad carrot cake because a good carrot cake is basically a spice cake with carrots in it, which add to the moisture without making it soggy.
And I like raisins and nuts in mine too. Like the more texture in my carrot cake, the better.
So you can go there, and that's fine.
Okay.
The nuts in cake thing is another controversy, but bad carrot cake is like chalky, crumbly cardboard because they overcook it, or they, like I said, they fuck up the carrots. So there's a lot of ways you can screw it up. And if you've had like food service carrot cake, don't do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really
it's
hit
one
or
the
miss.
Ones where a good homemade one makes a difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. I want to go back to Oreos real quick because there's two flavors that I had recently that I kind of blew my mind. One of them was birthday cake, and they didn't blow my mind that it was birthday cake because it was the frosting inside that had like sprinkles and was birthday cake flavored, right? Like ice cream,
like funfetti.
But what pissed me off the most is that I'm not a huge fan of, like we said, I'm not a huge fan of most cakes, and I'm not a huge fan of chocolate cake at all. I think chocolate's an overpowering flavor, and I don't really like a lot of, like milk chocolate flavors. Like, I like dark chocolate a lot, but not chocolate that goes in everything, right? And they had chocolate cookies on the birthday cake, and I was like, this would be so absolutely amazing if they used the golden Oreo cookie instead of the chocolate cookie. But for some reason,
I'm surprised they didn't.
Cookie. Me too!
Ever yeah, seems like the obvious choice. Choice.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So that one was, this frosting on that one was good, but I think that the chocolate brought it down. It made it taste less like birthday cake, which like when you get that flavor, it's like really, I found whenever I get
I don't usually think of chocolate when I think of birthday cake as a flavor, you know?
Yeah.
But the other one.
Although I do want to say this, as just a quick aside, as we're talking about this, what I want right now more than anything, and there's actually, I think, some cookies waiting for me over there that I'm not going to eat noisily into the microphone. But
chewy molasses spice cookies.
I would like Oreos with the light cookie, the vanilla cookie, whatever. And instead of lemon cream, lemon curd in the middle.
Mm, that'd be good. That'd be really good.
Interesting. I like
that
the
sound of
that.
That would be fucking dank. That's just an unrelated
Oreo boss.
Yeah Oreo.
So
anyway, sorry, Kyle,
no,
I should say that.
The other one that I have a little bit of a tangent here. There are coconut cream Oreos, which I haven't tried, but they're like the caramely coconut ones, caramel coconut cream or something, and they look a little bit too weird for me. But this is
like
a little
Samoas
bit of a tangent.
Kinda?
So yeah, they kind of, I feel like they're going for that, but it's still two chocolate cookies in the middle, and the cream is
okay. Maybe. See, I still think Oreo is just gunning for every other cookie when they release one. They're like, Dunkaroos, you're going down. Like,
yeah. So Dennis and I, my brother-in-law, frequently go down to Parker. And when we go down there, we try new food. That's how we learned about Bonchon and other stuff like that, was because there's weird food in Parker and we try it. One day, we're like, man, we really want donuts. So we found this place called Hertz Donuts. And I think they're from Texas. And it's a gag. The whole thing is like all 80s themed, and they had the most amazing donuts. They had key lime donuts. They had like Twix donuts. It was really good. If you're ever in Parker or you're by a Hertz Donuts, I highly suggest going to them. But one of the donuts they had was an exact replica donut of the donut that Homer eats in The Simpsons, right?
Nice.
And so you could get that kind of, yeah, pink frosting, strawberry flavor, regular donut. But Oreo decided to make a cookie that was called Strawberry Donut. And it's got vanilla cookie with like a half white cream, half strawberry cream in it. And it kind of tastes like a donut milkshake cookie thing. It's really interesting.
Wild.
Yeah.
They were getting as close as they could without contacting the Simpsons or Fox. It's a strawberry pink donut.
I think the donut's on the box, like it's like, or on the package. It's like the donut. Nice. But that's, it's not, you know, nice. It's not that donut. It's close.
Yeah.
Nice.
I watched another video about Oreos, and basically they are unabashedly trying to strangle every other snack food out of existence. So.
Oh, dude. Sorry, jeez. I'm tangenting really hard today. So if you guys want me to
tell me.
There was a video that Josh from Mythical Kitchen put out the other day around the chicken sandwich wars. And I don't know how this didn't cross my mind before now, but it's a facade. Everybody's just trying to sell more chicken, like, because there's not as much beef around anymore due to droughts and other things.
Beef
like
prices
that.
Have gone up, yeah.
And so, like, the chicken sandwich wars is kind of like a farce. It's a thing that everybody's, like, agreed, you know, like, the social, what's it, conventional wisdom or something is not the right word, but it's very zeitgeist. Similar to that. Yeah, the zeitgeist of fast food is like, okay, guys, we're all going to compete on chicken sandwiches. And you're like, okay, cool. This is going to make us more money anyway. And even when, as far as saying something I thought was kind of crazy, which was if things keep happening the way they are and beef prices keep going up and such, that like burgers might become like a thing that you don't get at fast food all the time anymore. Like, it's rare to be able to get a burger. You might be able to, like, you know, go to Burger King and now you get chicken sandwiches instead of burgers. And I was like, what? And I like did the little mind blown gif like in my head. Yeah.
that reminds me of our fast food wars.
Yeah. That's what I'm proud of it too.
And it's possible. I mean, I think it's unlikely just given the global, you know, supply chains and stuff, and people are attached to certain things right now. And so I think we'll see fluctuations, but I don't mean it. That's very possible, but I don't think it's terribly likely, personally.
Yeah, that's fair.
They might push chicken for a while and get chicken sold. I think temporarily.
Or you might even see like chicken burgers.
I like
ground chicken or turkey.
I'm a fan of the results of the fast food wars, chicken wars. Like the Popeye's chicken sandwich I had today. Like I love that sandwich. Like
I still haven't had one. Chicken sandwiches.
But now KFC has a sandwich that's going for Popeyes. Like, so, I mean, we talked about this a lot, and I won't get too deep into it, but in my mind, you have, like, two distinct styles of chicken sandwich when you're not looking at value menu sandwiches. You have the Southern style, which is the Chick-fil-A McDonald's sandwich, and then you have the, like, KFC sandwich. Because, like, KFC's chicken, or Popeyes KFC chicken sandwich, like the Chicken Place chicken sandwich, where you have, like, lots of granular crispy pieces on it. And
it's very breaded. Like,
yeah, and
double breaded usually. Yeah,
Burger King's is not gunning for Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. They're gunning for fucking Popeyes and KFC. Like their sandwich, if you look at a picture of their sandwich, is like a super version of Popeyes, and I cannot be happier. Like, I'm so excited to try the KFC sandwich and the Burger King sandwich. Like, I don't know why, it just looks so good.
I have got to get up. I've got to get to any of these places. My problem is I have to drive past so many chicken places to get to a Popeyes. It's just hard for me to get up there. Because, like, seriously, if I wanted a chicken sandwich from Popeyes, it would take me about...
You guys not use DoorDash or something?
I don't think there's one that would bring one to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's seriously about a 20-minute drive, I think, to the nearest Popeyes.
Ah, okay.
At least. Yeah, that would have to drive past, like...
pushing it a little.
I have to drive past, I think, 3 KFCs and 2 Chick-fil-A's and a Raising Cane's to get to the nearest Popeyes.
Raising Cane's is overrated. Probably the best part of Raising Cane's is their sauce.
I bet you.
Bird Call is closer.
Yeah, Bird Call. But Bird Call, again, I feel like they've doing, like, when you move outside of fast food sandwiches, I feel like you get your own kind of thing, right? It's very, mm-hmm. it's different enough that you could call it different. But yeah. you also have one of the newer Shake Shacks near your house, by the way, and they have a really crazy Korean chicken sandwich, which is...
When did that open?
I don't know, but it's right next to the Alamo. Like, it's just right over there in Edgewater.
Well, that's a spot I could go to.
Yeah, I would check it out if you like burgers and stuff, because their burgers are pretty good.
You know what's opening up right near my house?
I saw it when we were down getting massages the other day. I was wondering how you feel about this, so I'm interested to hear.
What is it?
There's an In-N-Out. One of the In-N-Outs is opening up on Wadsworth in like 2nd.
You could probably walk to it.
Like, I could. It would be about a half hour walk, and I could totally walk to it if I wanted to.
And you'll have to wait another day.
Yeah, no, I'm not going when they open. I'm going to give it a couple months to die down.
Dude, I don't even know about that. Every time we've gone down to Colorado Springs, the other In-N-Out is basically down the corner from my parents to my in-laws' place, and it is always completely fucking packed. Like cars around the fucking block.
It's going to take a few months.
Yeah.
But
that's how we had to wait when we got our COVID shot.
Yeah, I was actually telling Amy about that. I was like, this is very much, they're managing lines very much like In-N-Out did. And surprisingly, it works really well. Like, the way that they have, like, I guess Dennis was saying that they had people, they hired people who used to work at Disney and queuing to go work at these In-N-Out places when they open. So they, like, understand how queue lines work and the best way to, like, queue people in.
Organize
and stuff.
Them?
Yeah.
That spot is great. So on that street, I've got a Good Times. I've got a Five Guys, and now I'll have an In-N-Out.
Jeez.
Man, Good Times is unstoppable. They have such good food.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? Everybody's got their own opinion. Like, oh, Whataburger crushes everything. Oh, In-N-Out is the best thing ever. I read an article that angered up my blood a little bit because it was grousing about how bad the fries are at In-N-Out, which is fair. I get the fries are whatever. But it talked about how the double-double is so good that it transcends fast food burgers and is just a good regular burger. And I'm like, pump the fucking brakes there, cowboy.
Wait a minute.
No.
It's pretty good. Like, I wouldn't wait the time I waited for it, but if I could get it in, like, 5 minutes, I would totally do it.
Compare that to, like, what they were saying to me was, like, go to Crave and tell me that this burger can hang, because it fucking can't.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like it's unfair to... Good.
I was going to say, the last time I had In-N-Out was it might have been one of the original ones in, what's it called, California? Irvine? Is that the name of the city?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
And we just, it was a walk-up one. There was no line. We walked up, got a burger. That was the last time I had it, and it was just about a decade ago.
And it was
good. It was very good. I have no complaints. But, like, I put it right at the same level as Good Times for me. Like,
see,
it's kind of
me,
a similar tasting burger, I guess.
Yeah, Good Times actually has one. The California burger is
that's
is
what I was
going to
say.
That burger,
yeah,
but
yeah.
But see, the thing that I get is, and all this, all the whatever, like all the back and forth thing, like people will have their opinions, and that's fine. And I will have mine now, which is Good Times. I think is the burger place that can push, like that is high in the weight class for fast food, because all their shit is so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The burgers are so juicy, and they're not like, they're just I feel like that's one that actually is in a class of its own, and it's funny because they never hear people talk about it like that. No one ever is like singing the songs of Good Times.
Yeah, agreed. And I know you're not gonna like this argument, Kendrick, but well, maybe you don't care actually, but Del Taco is the same thing. They, like, I've seen them put, like, making ingredients, and it's the freshness is there. That
yeah.
Doesn't
oh, yeah.
Exist,
it's very
like,
fresh. But yeah. Who the fuck cares about Del Taco? Where are people? Where are the fast food
exactly.
wars? Like, where are all the people freaking out and lining up for Del Taco?
I don't know. Same with Good Times, right? Like, their food's
yeah, like, why?
Amazing. Yeah.
And it's so good. And it's, I just don't understand it.
I
so it's
also
like
that Good Times has sliders. Like, they have Bambinos. And that has to be one of the most defining menu items that you can get. Because you're like, I'm not that hungry. Where can you go? Like, do you want a dollar cheeseburger from $2 cheeseburger from McDonald's? Maybe, but I want something a little better. Like, no other place has an offering like that. I feel like.
Plus, the frozen custard is pretty dang good.
And they have the Paw Benders. Mm-hmm. Pups love that.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Yeah, they sell a plain frozen custard with a couple of dog treats on it. for like a dollar. Nice. And it's a dog friendly little treat, and the dogs little fucking love it. I think there's peanut butter on it too.
Yeah, there's peanut butter.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so I have watched Chewy demolish one with a kind of unsettling amount of focus and energy.
It's like eyes are super dilated, and he's just like,
well,
teeth are all just like,
they can't bite it, right? Because it's a container, and it's a little too, like, if you bite it, you just hit paper. So they just lick it. But watching a dog who's realized that there's peanut butter and ice cream and shit just lick it was like a level of aggression where it's like, dude, are you okay? It's like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, ugh. It's uncomfortable to watch, but it was very, he loved it.
I want to watch that. If you get another one, you should record it and send it to
us. I'll go buy one and film it. It's unsettling.
All right, I think we're out of time.
Yep, we're out of time. Yep. Thanks, everybody, for sticking around. We talked about Oreos and fast food and stuff.
Wahoo!
A true sit sock.
Like, episodes. Comment, and subscribe.
Yep. Thanks for being here.
Food sock, everybody.
Food sock.
Yeah.
We should get back to those food wars. We gotta figure something out for that.
We gotta bring that back. Yeah. Gotta organize it a little bit more.
It's been highly requested by a large portion of our fan base.
So non-zero portion?
Andrea.
So...
more than one
Andrea
person.
Specifically said it to you once? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yep.
We'll do that. Everyone else, like, comment, and subscribe. Buy some merch. Go buy a burger. Eat some Oreos. Punch God.
Don't forget your Cheez-Its.
Pet your
dog.
And
Cheez-Its.
Give them a snack.
All right, bye.
They deserve it. They're good boys.
Bye. Bye.